This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV program at 7 after the hour with a focus on the economy, a focus on life, what's going on here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, what is going on here? Every day it's our job to bring you up to date on lots of things that are trending, some of the things that help you depending on the time of day that you listen to us. We're on in the morning, early morning in some stations, what they call morning drive, in others mid-mornings, afternoons, because it's a program you can use any time of the day. And you can, by the way, listen to us if you're not able to hear the whole thing on your radio station. You can listen to the program in its entirety anytime during the day at djvshow.com, where you also can find our clip of the day. And the current clip is a focus on how to pronounce GIF. Is it GIF or JIF? Very important debate. Talk about this format of what is a GIF. You said, GIF. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But GIF spelled with a J when it comes to Jiffy peanut butter and things like that, right? Or get the job done in a jiffy. So, it's an important debate and discussion, and you'll find it lightening up your day and informing you like you wouldn't believe at djvshow.com. All right, Jennifer, please, front and center, what's the newest, what's the most important thing that you can think of to tell the world at this moment?
I thought we could take a break from coronavirus. I know you're really sad about this, but that's let's terrible. Just take a quick break, pause in programming, to talk about that shooting. Remember in Florida last year, the gunman who killed U.S. sailors at a military base in Florida? Do you remember that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now there's some information that came out. The Attorney General, William Barr, held a news conference yesterday, and according to his intel, the gunman who killed those sailors last year repeatedly communicated with Al-Qaeda operatives about planning and tactics in the months leading up to the attack. They lashed out at Apple for failing to help them open the shooter's phones so that they could access key evidence. This has been a debate in the FBI and the legal community for a long time. I remember just personally back to, it must have been 2016, I think, at the Inland Regional Center, where we had a terrorist attack right in the area in which I serve with my radio show. And that was one of the debates then at that point, whether or not Apple would allow them to allow the FBI to access the information from the shooter's phone. Apple refused. The FBI finally broke into it, but it delayed the investigation for a pretty long time. And as you can see, that was the same case here when now months later we're getting information. Law enforcement officials discovered contacts between Mohammed Saeed al-Shamrani and operatives of Al-Qaeda after FBI technicians
were finally able
to break. That's
very convincing, Jennifer,
by the way. Thank you. I'll do it again. Mohammed Saeed al-Shamrani.
Yeah.
It's not bad. The second time is better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The FBI technician succeeded in breaking into two cell phones that had been locked and that the shooter, who was a Saudi Air Force officer, had tried to destroy before he was killed by law enforcement in Florida. So now there's the understanding of exactly what was going on, what communication was opened up between Al-Qaeda and this shooter. This is one of the things that we talked about at the time, that the Saudis are coming here for full training, and the U.S. really opens its doors to allow that because they're an ally, and I put air quotes around that, country of ours. And so they come in, and this is an opportunity, obviously, for wrongdoing if these people are not properly vetted. Apparently, he had been radicalized abroad before he arrived in the United States. Not a stretch. And the question is now how we vet these military members and trainees who spend time at American bases. There are lots of them. So what do we do in the future, right? When one of these things happens, how do we try to fix it? And is the administration going to hold the Saudis responsible for this? Are they going to change the vetting process? I would guess probably not, because no president has done that in the last few decades. So I'm hopeful that they will change their processing, but I don't hold a lot.
Don't hold your breath
to this, right?
Yeah, don't hold your breath. The situation with other things going on, because we have lost sight of the rest of the world and what is going on. With the rest of the world is doing what we're doing in terms of trying to deal with the virus. But there are other things that are going on, other decisions that are being made, other events that are happening. There is a very interesting situation. I guess that we don't think about these things because we can't imagine things like child marriage, right? That would be legal. There were 8,000 tweets sent to Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania urging him to end child marriage in Pennsylvania. Who in the world? Pennsylvania is the third state to outlaw child marriage. Where's the rest of the... What?
Yeah, huh? You gotta wonder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many old laws on the books, so I think it would surprise us just what is legal and what's not legal
That's a good point, Jennifer. We keep adding laws. We have the... We expect the legislative sessions in states and the federal government to go on and on and on, and their job is supposedly to make decisions that are in our best interests. And they keep adding on the budget items, and you look at some of the budget items, you wonder, what good does this do, and what good does that do, and why do we still have it? Because nothing gets sunsetted. Nothing gets passed.
I think we should actually adapt to the way we look at things. So one of the things, and it's probably up for debate, I'm guessing, but one of the things that I really do love about what this administration has done is that for every new regulation, President Trump committed to getting rid of two. What he's done is actually gotten rid of 22 regulations for every new Trump administration regulation. I think that's significant. Wouldn't it be cool if our lawmakers, when they sign something new on the books that we have to follow and abide by, if they got rid of one? Wouldn't that be great? Get rid of one
sunsetting.
Law, put in another one. Yeah.
Sunsetting should be part of any law that's passed, because otherwise they just stay there. And who would have thought, again, going back to the child marriage thing, that almost every state in the country allows children under the age of 16 to get married if they want to. And they're considered
Well, the problem is they need parental consent, but the parents are arranging these child marriages. And, you know, and this is a lot of, most of this, and I don't want to call out specific groups, but most of this is religious based. And yeah. So it's, you know.
Mormons? Who is it that does it? Jehovah's Witnesses? Or mostly, are you talking about the people who live in Pennsylvania, the Amish and some of the
All of those groups, Hasidics, like all of those groups, they all have some form of arranged marriage.
Well, and Muslims, too. That's a big one.
Yeah, well, the arranged marriages, yeah.
But they're child marriages, though.
As
soon as a girl basically can have a baby, that's when she gets essentially sold into marriage.
Before this law was signed,
go ahead.
People younger than 16 in Pennsylvania could apply for a marriage license with court approval. The people between 16 and 18 could apply with parental consent. In the last 4 or 5 years, 2,300 children between 15 and 17 have gotten marriage licenses in Pennsylvania. So that has to be in the Amish country, that whole idea of...
But the part of the problem, though, is that if a girl decides on her own that this is an abusive situation and she doesn't want to be, or she just doesn't want to be married at 15 or 16 years old, there are no legal rights. Essentially, in Pennsylvania, if you're under 18 and you run away from home, you get returned to your family. If you're married, you get returned to your spouse. There's no legal way, if you're under 18, to get out. to get out of that marriage. It's horrific. So I think it's crazy that Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania are the only three states that have outlawed this. This is obviously happening in a lot of
other states.
Where's
the big-time leadership in California, all those progressives out there, and here in Massachusetts where I am? What's the story, all your big talking phonies that are...
Why does it need to be political? I don't think it needs to be political.
But you know it will be. It is. Yeah, it ought not to be. There's a little or to a lot of common sense here. Anybody who's, especially this day and age, getting married before you're 30, to anybody under any circumstances.
Let's just make it when you're an adult. I mean, let's not like legislate when people are ready to get married.
We know a lot of people in their 30s.
There are a lot of people who are 18 that are ready and a lot of people at 40 that are not ready. So.
Well, that's for sure. It's pretty amazing. What's going on with the sun, literally and figuratively, up next here on the DJV program?
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May, and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on a Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, there's big news from the heavens. The sun is moving into a dark phase. You heard correctly. Gone into lockdown. Maybe will cause some elimination or maybe some modifying of the global warming problem. Sun is currently in a period of what
the
they say.
The sun does not have anything to do with global
solar
warming.
Solar minimum, I'm playing. Solar minimum, meaning activity on the surface has fallen dramatically. Experts believe we are about to enter the deepest period of sunshine recession ever recorded. And remember that the solar, the movements like weather, we have had records for about 150 years. NASA scientists say there could be a repeat of what they call the Dalton minimum, which happened between 1790 and 1830, leading to periods of brutal cold, crop loss, famine, and volcanoes. Well, hey, More fun to look forward to. Isn't that sweet? It's 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sounds like we're into the world of country, doesn't it? A little twang on the guitar. It's Chris Stapleton, Nobody to Blame, name of the song. It's from his All-American Roadshow tour. He's made the call to postpone all dates from this year to next year. Originally, he postponed just the dates of March and April. Yeah, right.
What is
like
he thinking
else
of?
Is doing this. I know. Yeah. So, I mean, are all of these stories the same? Should we not even bother to tell these stories?
No, because, I mean, it's the latest. I think there are a lot of people who are holding concert tickets that want to know if they're going to be able to see them. I just got an update from Kenny Chesney. I have Kenny Chesney tickets in the summer that those dates are going to be postponed. And then the question is, are you going to get a refund or are they going to just make you hold in a holding pattern and wait for a postponement, which is what many of these people are doing?
Well, that's because it's good for them, not necessarily good for you. Although we're getting cabin fever already and it's only May. So what's it going to be like if this continues through June, July, August? Good Lord. It's just our style of life.
I don't know. Judging by just where I live in Los Angeles, over the weekend, there were a ton of people out on the roads, more than I had seen in
months. Yeah, a lot more on the roads here, too. Yeah.
Just getting tired.
But then there are the people who are going to these parties, like the big one in Florida that took place over the weekend in DeLand, and the cops were getting thrown bottles and bar stools and cups of alcohol. Come on.
There was a nice house party in Los Angeles over the weekend that ended after the police arrived and one of the partygoers accidentally shot themselves in the groin.
Oh, my God.
It's a great way to end your party.
He shot himself?
It's all fun and games till someone shot.
Yeah, he shot himself.
In the junk.
I guess they were getting ready to like start waving guns around at the cops, and whammo, one of the dopes shot himself in the groin.
Wonderful. That's it.
Perfectly appropriate.
Let's sell that guy more guns. Yeah.
Should sell him some eyeglasses.
Anyway, Chris Stapleton at chrisstapleton.com/tour. You can get the information on the tour dates. Refunds for the baseball park shows are available once Major League Baseball announces their final schedule. But they're not going to be. They're only going to be playing in two places, right? Baseball.
Yeah, two different. Well, I think Wrigley Field and Globe Life Field. Chris Stapleton said he's waiting to see what the MLB schedule looks like so that they can kind of pick a day where the stadiums will be available.
You mean next year?
Or maybe late this fall? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had heard that. I mean, it seems that if baseball does come back, which the players still have to vote on, but the league has voted on, they would be in their home stadiums. So they gave up that idea about doing it out of Arizona and Florida. They'd be in their home stadiums just with no fans.
No fans. Wonderful.
No spitting, no chewing tobacco, and no showers.
Yep.
That's true.
There you go. Next up, musically, Roseanne Cash is going to get the McDowell Medal for contributions to American culture. She won the 2021 Edward McDowell Medal. Prize ceremony in her honor won't take place until next year. Is that the 20? Is that a misprint? Is it the 2020?
No, they moved it.
No, which, so they're going
to... It was supposed to be the 2020. Yeah, it was supposed to be this year, but they moved it. So...
So the award is named after composer Edward McDowell. The McDowell Medal honors artists who have made significant contributions to American culture. So let's see the list of those who have won so far. Georgia O'Keeffe, John Updike, Leonard Bernstein, Joan Didion, Philip Roth, David Lynch. That's an interesting combination of people. Cash is the 61st recipient of the award to be included in this list with all these people. So many more distinguished artists is beyond my imagination, something I wouldn't have dared to dream about or even consider. I don't place myself in any way equal, but I accept the honor with deepest gratitude as an encouragement to do my best work and in the service of future inspiration.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump surprising reporters yesterday disclosing at a briefing that he's been taking an anti-malaria drug for about a week and a half to stave off COVID-19. He's long promoted the use of hydroxychloroquine as a drug that he thinks can prevent the virus. Federal health officials, though, have been warning against using that medication to treat COVID-19, saying that it has not been scientifically proven to treat or prevent the infection. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wasn't pleased to hear that the president's been taking it.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say. So I think it's not a good idea.
Tropical storm Arthur is now moving eastward away from North Carolina, heading out to sea. And this is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
He was a classic TV teen character, but he's passed away at 76.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, your hair looks nice. Thank you, Eddie.
Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Ken Osmond, who played the teenage scoundrel Eddie Haskell on TV's Leave It to Beaver, passed away. Osmond died in L.A. at the age of 76. No cause has been given at this time. Osmond was born in Glendale, California, to a carpenter father and a mother who wanted to get him into acting. He got his first role at the age of 4, working in commercials and as a film extra. Got his first speaking role at 9, appearing in mostly small guest parts on TV series. The role of Eddie in season 1 of Leave It to Beaver was supposed to be a one-off guest appearance, but the show's producers and its audience found him so funny he became a regular, appearing in over 100 of the 234 episodes. Later in life, he would give up acting and become a Los Angeles police officer. Osmond and his wife, Sandra, had two sons, Eric and Christian. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And a 20-year-old is facing theft charges after he and his friend allegedly robbed a Virginia convenience store while wearing watermelons on their heads. They allegedly pulled up to the store on the 5th of May wearing the melons with holes cut out for the eyes. Justin Rogers facing charges including larceny and underage possession of alcohol. Police are still trying to find the second man. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The hour, sliding into another half hour of the DJB program. Sometimes I just, do you feel like today's flat? What do you feel about today, ladies? Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here. What do you feel? Like, really, what do you feel?
I feel okay.
Yeah, I feel okay.
Really?
but I guess we're not. I don't know.
Well, no, I don't mean you.
My
allergies
are not really great, but other than that,
are not either. But no. I never really feel flat, Doug.
charming. Yes, there's the charming Jennifer. No, I understand that. I just, every once in a while, I think this stuff gets to me. It just does. And looking
because you canceled your trip. That's what's going on with you today.
You think? Yeah, maybe that's part of it. Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing Miles. Miles got his bangs cut. And apparently Matthew, who's his father, Megan's husband, thought that he looked, because he looks everything up in the book, or he looks up everything online. So he looked up how to give Miles a haircut, because Miles has long, he's had sort of like a mop top, and so his bangs were oversized. He couldn't really see well. So they decided to get a cut, and so Megan was going to do it one way. Matt says, no, I've studied it, and I can take care of it fine. So it just looks like he went up one side, cut across his forehead, and down on the other side so he could see. And that was it. That's all he did. So when I looked on Facebook...
That's like dog grooming.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked at him and I said, Miles, what happened to your hair? And he put his hands over his eyes and his hair, and Megan took the phone and waved her hand no. Because apparently it's been the subject of...
A little sensitive about it.
Yes,
isn't it funny how even at that young age, how you still... Mm-hmm. Like, become so closely identified with your hair, your appearance. It's just, it's weird. It's funny how we do that.
Yep. So there are a lot of things that I want to get caught up on. Victoria, you had some info on the hacking situation, and I wanted to also get an update on that shooter or the shooting and the history of the relationship that black guy, whose name I never can remember.
Ahmaud Arbery.
Right. Had with the police in his community. By the way, there was a PBS special on, was it last night or the night before, on the focus was on the amount of criminal activity there is in the black community and who's committing the crimes against blacks. And one of the things that came up, something I remember doing in a television interview probably 30 years ago, the amount of black-on-black crime and how it gets misreported. It's really amazing the prejudices that exist in the black community from the white community, I guess, much anything else. Why would you not want to report? I don't know. I just don't get it. I just don't. And I think that's part of, stuff like that tends to bring me down because I just don't get it. I don't know what there is about being black that is a problem for people who are white, some people. I don't get it. I really don't. And I find, you can hear it in my voice, the vexation in my voice, it's like any kind of prejudice at all. I mean, people say, well, you call people stupid on your program. Well, there's
That's
a certain...
not a racial thing.
No, it's discretionary. I don't have to call them stupid. We can call them knowledge challenged or some other ridiculous modern-day way of dealing with these terms that people find offensive. I don't really give a damn whether you find them offensive or not. That's kind of what it is. And the problem is nobody wants to call it like it is. That's the big deal in America today. Nobody wants to offend anybody else. And yet people are offending each other all the time. Lots of stuff, especially on social media, from the highest levels to the lowest levels. Some of that stuff is pretty damn offensive. And yet they hide behind the fact that they're on social media because nobody knows who they really are. And so, anyway, having said that, speaking of social media, what's the latest Hacker's Delight, Victoria?
Well, the hackers who stole all that information from that A-list lawyer, Alan Grubman is his name. He represents major, major stars, Lady Gaga, Bruce Springsteen, Mariah Carey, U2, the list goes on and on. So the latest update, they demanded $21 million in ransom. Then they doubled it to $42 million. And so Alan Grubman has refused to pay anything. And so the FBI has considered this an act of terrorism, this hacking. So obviously Grubman is not allowed to pay any money once the FBI is involved. So this hacking group is called Revil. And now they have, and for whatever reason, President Trump is not a client and has, to our knowledge, has never worked with Alan Grubman. But for whatever reason, this group said that they had a whole bunch of Trump documents that they were going to expose. Turns out, if this can be believed, and, again, it's hackers, take it with a grain of salt, they claim that they have now sold all of the Trump documents. They said they're pleased with the deal. They're keeping their word. They have someone has contacted them. They said interested people have contacted them and agreed to buy all the data about Trump. So that's off the table. But now back to the actual client roster. The next thing they're doing is they're preparing to auction off all the Madonna data. And the starting bid is $1 million. Yes. So on the dark web, they're going to be auctioning off all the Madonna data. Starting bids at $1 million. Why anyone would even care about Madonna at this point, I don't know. Her bizarre rants in the bathtub, like, I don't know why anyone would care, but, you know, but that's their next target. I think that, you know, obviously there are many more, at least in my opinion. I think if they had any other, they have contracts, they have personal information, they have financial information on all of these clients. I think it's probably a lot more damning to someone maybe like Lady Gaga or Mariah Carey.
Why would
even
that
Springsteen.
Be, do you think?
Well, just because they're more relevant. I don't know that anyone really, who, if you've got an extra $1 million floating around, why would you even care to know what Madonna is up to? You know, I don't know. It's good luck to them if they can get $1 million on data, but, you know, I don't know what the FBI is actually doing about this at this point. This is the problem with cybersecurity. Once the information is out there and it's on the dark web, there's nothing you can do about it. You can only, you know, if you're a regular person, you can freeze your credit reports, which I highly recommend that everyone does, unless you know you're going to be accessing them, or if you're going to buy a house or a car or whatever. But other than that, everyone should have their credit reports frozen, because no one else, it can't stop someone from selling your data. But what it can do is, if someone does buy your data, your social security number, things like that, they can't take out new accounts in your name if your credit reports are frozen. So that's the best thing you can do. Once it's out on the dark web, though, it's, you know, it's a free-for-all. So we'll see if they make another statement that they've sold Madonna's stuff for $1 million. Their plan is, until they make the $42 million in ransom, their plan is to go client by client. And so I guess they figured they'd start with Madonna and go from there.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the latest on this shooting? The police department down in Brunswick, Georgia, seems to be under scrutiny. Is the Fed looking, the federal government looking into this?
That's a good question. There was a rally over the weekend say that people showed up in Georgia demanding that the prosecutor down there step aside because they failed to even bring up charges on Gregory and Travis McMichael, because, you know, who knows? Ahmaud Arbery's mother says that it's cronyism, because Gregory McMichael used to be a police officer down there until he was basically kind of forced into retirement over a year ago. And so she believes that the reason that they never arrested any, that they knew who they were, they called 911, they said what had happened, it was their version of the story. But, you know, then the video came out, and that shows a very different story. Then the second update of that, as we talked about yesterday or 2 days ago, the video showing that he was not the only person who wandered onto that construction site. Lots of other people, couples who were curious, kids, you know, people wandering in and out. So he was not the only person who did that. And now there's new information that TMZ just put out. And there are two different body cam videos showing Ahmaud Arbery in 2017 in that same town with the same police department that Gregory McMichael worked for at the time. He was sitting in his car listening to music. Two police officers approach him. They tell him they want to search his car. He says no, because obviously they have no warrant and there was no just cause. So at that point, they pull him out of the car, they handcuff him, they put him on the ground, and then they tase him. He's already on the ground in handcuffs. His hands were up. They searched him. He had no weapons, no drugs. They searched his car, no weapons, no drugs. They claimed that they were looking for drugs because they said it was a high drug activity area, whatever that means. And so after he was found to be completely innocent, they let him go about his business. And he was not arrested for anything. He was not charged with anything. This just shows the pattern of what this town, how they deal with black people and how they deal with white people completely differently.
Back to my original premise. What in the world is it that makes you so uncomfortable about black people if you're white and you have that point of view? So what's the latest on the primaries? Are they being rescheduled? I'm very confused when it comes, because there are all sorts of cancellations, obviously, And it seemed like the New York primary was put off.
You can't cancel primaries. That's what.
So when are they going to have them?
Or not Cuomo, but the election count committee in New York tried to do it, and so they got that shut down. So New York will be in June. There are still several primaries that are scheduled for June. To finish it up.
Jersey,
so a lot of people have been delayed.
July.
Yeah. A lot of people have been delayed, but you have to have them, I think, as a formality for sure. And the question is what the conventions are going to look like. The Republicans say they're not going to do a virtual convention. I think Democrats will. I think it's sort of a mistake to do a virtual convention because there's so many things that can happen anonymously without having people show themselves in full view. So while I don't think you can have a convention as usual with thousands of people that are in a certain convention center, I do think that we need to make sure that both parties are showing a pretty transparent way to get to whatever their ultimate outcome is.
Well, I just think we need to the whole system needs to be shaken. And we need to have primaries on the same day for everybody. The amount of taking out the fact that you can't all vote and have an impact on what's going on in the election this way is criminal. It's got to be some constitutional lawyer.
Well, keep in mind, actually, the reason that you really need the primaries is while we all think that Joe Biden's the nominee, he still isn't officially the nominee. He hasn't clinched the number.
I don't even care about the president. I'm talking about in general, the primary should be, we need to change this so that the primary is on the same day for everybody. So
yeah,
everybody's
disagree.
Vote counts. It doesn't count now. Primary is held from now until whenever they have their convention are meaningless.
You're talking to someone that was that has been born and raised in California, and our primary was always in June. So everything was already decided by the time it got to us. So I totally understand, especially because, now we're in March.
Well, you're in March.
But, yeah, we voted on Super Tuesday. But what I think is really sad is there's a lot of stuff that's more important that's on the down ticket. There are people who are in offices locally. Right. There are ballot propositions that people skip when they think that they don't go and vote for president. So it is unfortunate that people don't go all the same day.
Yep. Needs to be changed. 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limit.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Talk about what's normal, shall we? Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to focus on yet another aspect of all of our health and well-being. And so we were just talking off air about those little guns that tell you what your temperature is. And mine, I haven't figured out. I just got this, and I haven't figured out how to convert it from Celsius to Fahrenheit. There's got to be a setting on the gun itself. I haven't found that yet. I probably could find the directions. That might do me some good.
Fails.
Circumstances. Yes, but all else fails. So you said that my temperature, according to the calculation, you did some little math, was at 97.1.
Yes.
Normally my temperature is about 97.7 in there. And what is yours? Do you know what your normal temperature is?
Yeah, I'm right around 98.6.
Are you? What about Mary, your wife? What's hers?
She runs just a hair low, which is as long as she takes her ageless thyroid, she stays up where it's supposed to be. But there's a test called the Brodabarnes test, and you have to get a mercury bulb thermometer. You can get them on the Internet. You can order them on the Internet. Drugstores don't carry them anymore. And what you do for about 6 or 7 days in a row before you get out of bed, you put that bulb in your armpit. And just stay there before you get up, before you move, before you get a drink, before you get anything else, and chart the temperature for several days. And if it is below 98.6 over several days average, you're probably hypothyroid. And that's been a reliable test for a long time. Your thyroid needs a little kick. If it's running over 98.6 over several days average, then you're running a little hyper.
And so I take your thyroid supplement every day.
Ageless, yeah.
Yeah, the Ageless Thyroid, which you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Dr. Jack's website. So why, if I'm taking that every day, is my temperature below what is considered normal?
There are other factors. And diet has something to do. It depends on how late you might eat. It depends on whether or not you're getting enough rest during the evening when you're sleeping. Under the optimal kinds of conditions, that's the best time to check it. But it's interesting that the temperature that you can get with a mercury bulb is a more consistent indication than the digital units, the scanning units.
Yeah.
They have a certain inaccuracy rate.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. All right, so let's move on to something. There's news from the world of science about the sun. Sun's going into a cold period.
Yes,
which
it
may
is.
Chill off the planet somewhat. And there's also a focus on infrared and whether or not if the sun is going into a cold period, are we going to have more ultraviolet, not infrared, but ultraviolet damage done if we go out to, how do we know? We always talk about vitamin D, you got to be in the sun, yada, yada. What's the measure? What's the optimum here so that we don't hurt ourselves and get what we need?
As far as natural sources, as far as the sun is concerned?
Yeah.
Well, it's difficult to say at one time, but this time of the year when people are starting to get out into the sun more, they've got to take it a little easy as far as daily exposure is concerned until they start to brown up a little bit.
Yeah.
And as soon as the melatonin begins to develop in the skin, redheads are going to have a problem, but everybody else, you get a little bit more sun all the time until later in the year or later in the summer you can put on an awful lot more time in the sunshine. But we know it's going to strengthen the bones. We know that it's going to improve mood and sleep quality. We know it's going to boost your immunity. There's just too many people that don't want to get out there because they're afraid they're going to get skin cancer.
Yeah.
But according to a recent study by the Swedish researchers, this avoidance could actually do more harm than good. And it was published in the Journal of Internal Medicine.
Yeah, so it's got some credibility.
Yeah, it's a credible study. And we developed on this planet with the sunshine. Just as the plants did. And the plants rely on sunshine. The animal kingdom relies on sunshine. Whenever you see certain, like the cat family, constantly licking their hide all the time, what they're picking up is the vitamin D that's coming out of the lanolin that is in their skin cells, or the oil of the skin that's coming through the hide or through the hair, and they're licking this up to pick up their own vitamin D that they pick up from the sun. All animals have a different way of acquiring the vitamin D. Now, animals, I mean mammals, of course. And that the mammals, just like us, require vitamin D for optimal health, and the sun is the best way.
Self-preservation, as it were. All right, that's the word. Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.